And we are opening our coverage with David Noe from Fingal. David, how are you?
I am wonderful, Mike.
Good.
Thank you so much for having us on. This is my first time hanging out on Duke's campus. I'm a Tar Heels fan.
What are you doing here?
It's weird to be here. I can't say that too loud, but it's a beautiful campus, and I don't mind saying that.
Yeah, just don't say the Tar Heel thing too loudly, all right? Yeah, so, well, great to have you here, and I know we're just starting out here today. We just listened to Ron Shevlin in the other room there give his keynote, which was awesome as usual. And what did you think about Ron's keynote, just to kick things off?
Ron's always great. He's been an industry leader and expert for a long time now, and dude doesn't quit. He keeps seeing where the future is going.
Yeah.
And you know, I'll be honest, I was expecting a little bit more snark. You know, but maybe it was an 8 o'clock session, and you know, so I'll give him a pass for that one.
Well, he started out with The Wizard of Oz and ended up with Monty Python's Holy Grail, so there's a little bit of snark in there.
That was
par for the course for him. So, David, tell me, you are CEO of Fingal. So, tell us a little bit about Fingal before we dive into the topic.
Yeah, sure. So, Fingal is an insights platform on top of digital banking and personal finance data. Essentially, we are in the business of understanding everything about an individual account holder based on how they are signaling with their financial behavior. So every time you swipe or tap a card, every time you make an investment, every time you make a loan or loan payment, you are signaling something about who you are as an individual.
Okay.
Not just your financial standing, but what you care about as a consumer, what you value, what's motivating you, and what's happening in your life literally right now.
Okay.
And we are building profiles of those account holders and making them available to financial institutions and fintechs to better serve those users. Because if you know an individual better, you can better target your offers.
Right. And so let's talk about your topic, winning wallet share through personalization. So tell me a little bit about that. We'll dive into a couple of details.
Yeah, that sounds like something that my marketing team put together.
That's pretty darn good. I like it. We all want to win wallet share. And personalization obviously is one of the big buzzwords for today, especially when you're dealing with data analytics. So.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, what it comes down to is that as institutions, we have lots of different financial products that a given member or account holder might qualify for, you know, from a risk and underwriting standpoint, but what actually matters in their life? What are they shopping for right now? So, for example, a member might qualify for all sorts of different types of auto loans right from the credit union. But what type of vehicle are they actually trying to buy? The way that you're not just going to finance, but the way that you're going to target and present an offer to a member that wants to buy a lease return Prius is different than a new F-150, for example.
Right.
And if we're seeing, let's say, $50 a month is going to the Sierra Club, and you put an offer in for them to buy a Hummer in the postcard that you send them letting them know about your great auto rates, you might be missing the mark.
A little bit, yes.
Right?
A little bit.
And I mean, and that's just like a really, really simple example.
Yeah.
But if you know, if you see that, for example, somebody in the house just had driver's ed, and well, I bet somebody in that house is probably gonna be a new driver, and there's a good chance that somebody in that house is getting a new or used car. And taking those signals, putting them together, and then allowing the credit union and their fintech partners to power really targeted offers to their members allows you to serve them more. And that's really what winning more wallet share from personalization means.
I think we both know the answer here, but I want to get your take on it. And this kind of equals to, for credit unions, that personalization develops that trust, that loyalty, because that shows the member, hey, you know what? My credit union knows me. They know
I'm
a member of the Sierra Club, and I'm not going to buy a Hummer. I'm going to get a Prius or something along those lines, right?
That's exactly right. And no judgment
they
here, you know, one way or the other, to
I
be
know,
clear.
Yeah,
it's really just really just a matter of, like you said, feeling seen, heard, understood, just like you have when you go into the branch. And the experience that we've had for generations when we would go into the branch and the bankers knew us and knew, you know, what was happening in our lives and, you know, saw us at the Little League game over the weekend. But as we move digital, we've lost a lot of that human touch.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, what I think is that there's a lot of folks talking this week at launch about maintaining market share of the next generation. And as you see, like, generational wealth transfer and things like that. And there's a lot of, I think, fear that I'm hearing from credit union executives about maintaining relevance when there's all of these digital branches or digital banks, like neobanks and things like that. And I think really what a lot of people want you know, regardless of generation, is an authentic relationship with their financial institution.
Yeah, it's as simple as
whether
that.
Whether it's digital or in person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's as simple as that. It's like what Ron said in there. You know, folks aren't really looking for that next big neobank type thing. They just want their bank or their credit union to know that they just want better banking.
That's
you know,
right.
That's what they're really looking for. And if your credit union or bank offers it, then more than likely they're going to go there.
And if
they use that data for the personalization and they know you, then that's just icing on the cake. So
that's exactly right. And it feels like the wrong way to do it is to just throw everything that you offer to all of your members and see what sticks.
Yeah, the shotgun approach ain't gonna work.
Right, because then if everything's important, nothing's important,
mm-hmm.
and it just becomes noise to the member and they start ignoring you.
Yeah.
Right? And your emails go into spam and your postcards get tossed into the recycling bin
mm-hmm.
before
mm-hmm.
they even get into the house.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then you know you miss the mark, and then somebody else who is taking a more targeted approach to those members is going to capture them,
yep.
and you're going to risk not just you know not maintaining wallet share, but you're start losing wallet share, and it's going to happen fast.
Yep, no doubt. Well said. All right, David. Anything else here to add before we wrap up here? I know you got some sessions to attend.
Absolutely.
I don't want to keep you too long.
Yeah, for sure. I'm really impressed with the level of fintech partners that are here that are building on Constellation's platform. They're one of the newer sort of platforms in the space, and the progress that they've made. Chris Kovac, CEO at Constellation, was talking yesterday about their momentum right now and the deployments that they've had and the fintechs that are launching with them and the credit unions that are launching with them. And it's really, really impressive just
mm-hmm.
to see how much they've gotten done in such a short amount of time.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's sky's the limit for these folks for sure. You guys are right there in the mix, so well done. All right, David, thank you so much again.
Absolutely, Mike.
Appreciate
thank
the
you.
Time.
Cool.
Enjoy the rest of the conference.
Yep.
And thanks for your time.
Sure.